Roger Stone is an American political consultant, a lobbyist, a strategist noted for his use of opposition research. That's putting it politely, usually for candidates of the Republican Party. He's a leaning libertarian from time to time.
I like it when they say that he's a consigliere to Donald Trump.
He's an advisor to Donald Trump. And in fact, his most recent book, The Making of the President 2016, is another quick read, an excellent read. It's a page turner. That's an understatement. We check in with Roger from time to time, and I noticed via his Twitter feed that he was involved in a somewhat suspicious traffic accident on Wednesday afternoon, happened down in Florida. And let's have Roger Stone explain to us exactly what happened. Mr. Stone, good morning. Welcome back to Double Dales Radio in Chicago. Explain first to our listeners what happened here. It seems rather cryptic.
Well, a little bit of context. Yesterday, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee called for me to testify regarding alleged contacts I had with the Russians during the presidential campaign. I would relish that opportunity to testify because I had no contacts whatsoever. Some have tried to make an alternative case, but it's a stretch when it comes to the facts. There is just nothing here. But yesterday, when I was on my way to Orlando, Florida, to give a speech, I was broadsided by a four-door sedan with tinted windows, incapacitated our car, literally T-boned us right at the passenger door where I was sitting. The airbags deployed. Unfortunately, I was not hurt. The car was banged up pretty badly, had to be towed away. But the motorist just threw it in reverse and took off. I mean, it looked very suspicious to us. The tag on his car or on the person's car turned out to be a counterfeit, a fake number.
So, did it appear that they were, you know, waiting for you to cross that intersection and T-boned you at an opportune moment?
Impossible to say. The Broward County Sheriff's Office has opened an investigation, and I will leave the sleuthing to them. But as you probably know, I believe I was poisoned back around August. When they first began discussing these hearings, it's pretty clear to me that somebody does not want me to testify. And it is not the Russians, because there's no exposure in my testimony. I had no contact with any Russians.
It seems, doesn't seem odd to you, Mr. Stone, that your car got hit hard enough where your car couldn't continue, but that car was able to take that hit and then drive along on its way. It makes me wonder what that car was made of.
Well, two things. The car I was riding in was much smaller. It was a four-door Volkswagen, smaller car. The car that hit us was a full-size car, kind of a matte gray. I couldn't identify the make. I think it was a Pontiac, but I'm not sure. I couldn't see anymore, because once the airbags deployed, my line of sight was now gone. But the young man who was driving me's airbag did not deploy. And he clearly saw the perp throw it in reverse, back up. He said he had some damage on the front of his car, but it was still running. And he took off.
But by and large, an impact like that should set the other car's airbag off, too.
You would think so, unless he wasn't fitted with an airbag.
Right.
In any event,
or it was disabled.
It is suspicious, to say the least. I cannot prove that it was an attempt to kill me. I also can't prove that it wasn't. I just, between being smeared over contacts with a hacker who they claim may be a Russian, that was last week, being poisoned at Christmas time and having a fever for 17 days straight, and being, I lost 15 pounds. And now this, the sooner we have these hearings, the better.
Well, interesting times we live in, Mr. Stone. We wish you a quick recovery, and it's always great talking to you, and please keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah. Wear a helmet.
I appreciate being here, guys.
Take care, Roger.
Take care, man.
Bye-bye. That's Roger Stone, American political consultant, lobbyist, strategist, and a guy that has seen the dark underbelly of American politics. And
he was T-boned yesterday, John, by an Edsel. Who drives a Pontiac anymore?
Well, he was T-boned by a heavier car, and I've seen this on Homeland. If you know how to drive a heavy car,
hey,
you can drive away from an accident and do some considerable damage.
Aren't airbags set to go off at 10 miles an hour?